So let's review. The first Mishnah in the fourth parak begins by explaining what the shkalim were used for in the Beis HaMikdash. Hatshuma mahaya oisin ba. Loikchim ba tmidin, umesafin, v'niskehem, ha'imer, v'shtehalechem, v'lechem apon, v'chol karbonas atzibra. The Truma Salishka funds were used to purchase the Karbonas Tamid, the Musafim, and their respective Nesachim, the Aymer, the Shtehalechem, the Lechem Aponim, and all the Karbonas Tzibra. The Mishnah adds that even the salary of the Shomer Svichim, those who watch the produce that grows by itself in Shemitah year, to make sure that there is enough crops for the Aymer Shtehalechem from the Chadash crops, comes from the Shkolim. Rabbi Yisrael holds that these Shomerim can volunteer for free, however the Chacham disagree. As if they volunteer, they might inadvertently acquire the crops that they are watching, and then the Karbanis Tzibra of Omer Shtehalechem would come from a private person, which is problematic. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah Masechtas Tainis relating that certain generous families had come forth when there was a shortage of wood for the Ma'aracha and donated to this cause. As a reward for this act, the Nevi'im instituted that they would always have the honor of bringing the wood on those specific dates. The Gemara suggests that this must be according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, who holds that private people may donate to Karbanas Tzibur. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so, as wood is considered Mechshire Karban, which all would agree that it can come from a private donation, even according to the Chacham. The Mishnah had mentioned that the Karban Omer is one of the sacrifices that is purchased from the Trumas Halishka. On the topic of Karban Omer, the Gemara will bring three different Mishnayos, which will seem to be the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that the Karban Omer cannot come from produce of Syria, and certainly not from other lands. One is a Mishnah in Menachos, which says, Kol Karbanos Shel Yachid V'Shel Tzibur Boin Min Ha'aretz U'Mechutz La'aretz Chut Min Ha'Omer V'Shtei Halechem She'ein Boin Ela Min Ha'aretz. Another is a Mishnah in Kalim, which relates that Eretz Yisrael Mukudeshes Mikol Ha'aretz, in that, She'mevin Mimenu Es Ha'Omer V'Abikurim Ma She'ein Mevin Mikol Ha'aretz. And a third Mishnah is a Mishnah in Shvi'as, which says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Katsir Ha'emer, which is a Katsir Shal Mitzvah, is Deiche Shabbos, if the day of bringing the Karban Omer falls in on Shabbos. The Gemara questions whether our Mishnah as well of hiring watchmen to guard the Svichim for the Karban Ha'emer would also follow the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, but concludes that it could be according to all opinions, and we are merely providing a backup source for the grain in the event that grain cannot be found in Syria. The Gemara now asks, if we are permitting Svichim of Shvi'is for the Karban Omer, if there are no Svichim, wild-growing grains, are we even allowed to actually plant barley seeds in order to fulfill this mitzvah in the Shemitah year? Reb Chiya bar Ada asked as to how this could be permitted, as then the Karban Omer would not be able to be eaten as it would be Shvi'is produce, and this is forbidden in the Karban. Ramana answered him that it still could be permissible, as the Karban Omer is one of five Karbanas that may be brought b'tumah, even though they cannot be eaten b'tumah. The Gemara now explores how exactly the watchmen of the Svichim are paid from the Trumas Halishka funds. Ketzer Uaisa. They cannot pay the watchmen directly, as one cannot take Hekdash money and Stam make it Chulin. The Gemara explains, Noitel Mo'is min ha'shulchani, v'noisin la'ketzrin v'la'shoymen, actually yikarav ha'oymer. The Beis HaMikdash representative borrows money from a money changer who pays the workers in full. When the grain is harvested, maybe mo'is mitrumas halishka u'machal in the love. The lishka is then mechal the kedusha of the coins onto the grain, and then these coins can now be used to pay back the shulchani. Tana, af bepischi avanim ken, the same process is done in order to pay the stonecutters who do stone repairs to the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Amud Beis continues to list various uses of the shikli hakodesh, as well as explain what is done with leftover funds. Sag the Mishnah, Para v'sir ha-mishtaleach v'loshen shal zahiris, bo'in mitrumas halishka. The paraduma as well as the sar that is brought on Yom Kippur are also purchased from trumas halishka funds. Kevish para v'kevish sir ha-mishtaleach v'amas ha-mayim v'choymoy si'ir migdoloy seho v'chol tzar chi'ir bo'in mishiyari halishka. The ramp for the paraduma and the sar of Yom Kippur, maintenance to the city walls and its towers, and all other city needs, including street repair, guarding the city, and other maintenance, all come from the Shiyari Halishka, from the collected funds from the half a shekel collection, which were not included in the three Trumas Halishka. Abishol held that the ramp for the Paraduma came from the private funds of the Kam Gedolim. After the above needs are tended from the Shiur HaLishka, if there are still funds left over, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Gizbar purchases wine, oil, and flour to sell to those who need Menachas u'Nesachim, with the profit going to Hekdesh. Kiva disagrees, maintaining that it is demeaning to do business with Hekdesh funds. Moisa HaTrumah Mahayu Oisimba, if at the end of the year there are Kodesh funds left over from the actual Trumas HaLishka, what would they be used for? Rikui Zav Labayis Kachay HaKachim, gold tiles to adorn the walls of the Kodesh Kachim. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Moisa Truma is used for Klei Sharis, whereas the funds from selling the wine, oil, and flour is used for Kayetz HaMizbeach, for sacrifices brought when the Mizbeach is idle. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Meisr Truma is used for the Kayetz HaMizbeach, whereas the Meisr Nesachim is used for Klei Sharis. And Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim holds that the Meisr Truma is used for Klei Sharis, and the Meisr Nesachim is used for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Meshev Ben Yoinesen, Gima L'Shainesen, there are three times that threads are mentioned in the Torah. Shel Sa'ir B'Sela, for the Yom Kippur Sa'ir, enough thread to be purchased with a Sela. Shel Mitzayir B'Shekel, for the carbon of the mitzvah, enough thread to be purchased with a shekel, which is half a sela. Shel para b'shtei slaim, for the para duma, enough thread to be purchased with two slaim, as the thread of the para duma must have some weight to it, as it needs to be thrown into the middle of the fire that is consuming the para duma. The Gemara now brings several other additional opinions as to what the Trumas HaLishka funds were used for. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel holds that it was used to pay the Talmid Chachamim who would teach the Kahanim the laws of Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Adifa B'Shem Rabbi Simloi holds that they were used to pay those who checked the mumim, the blemishes, on the karbanas. Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi Tanchum B'Shem Rabbi Simloi holds that they were used to pay those who were Magia, the Sefer Torah, in the Beis HaMikdash. Gidol Bar Binyamin B'Shem Rabbi Asi holds that they were used to pay certain Dayanim who worked in Yerushalayim. Shmuel holds that these funds were also used to pay the women who wove the pareches that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. Reb Chizkiya, Tana Reb Yehuda Bar Gregris, the Keteris and all the Karbanis Tzibur also come from the Trumas HaLishka. The Meis Nesachim paid for the Mizbeach HaZav and the Klei Sharis. The Mizbeach HaEila, the Hechel and the Azaris, all come from the Bedek HaBayis funds. And beyond the Azara, items would be funded by the Shiari HaLishka. The Gemara, however, refutes the last point of items beyond the Azara, as it was taught in the Braisa that Moilin Behem, one can be Moilin the walls of the city, and one is not Moilin items purchased from Shiur HaLishka. The Gemara brings another teaching that Reb Chizkiya brought in the name of Reb Yehuda Bar Gregers. HaSholchan v'hamanoir v'hamizbeiches v'hapareiches me'akvin es hakarbonos. These four items are minimum components of the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah to take place, Divrei Meir. V'chamayimrim. The only thing that is miyakiv the avodah are the mizbechas, which have a karkiv, a decorative piece that extended around the mizbeach, and the keren, as stated in the Chumash. The Gemara now brings a teaching from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, which says that anything about which the pasuk says neichach, tzela, or sima is miyakiv for doing the avodah. This would include the menorah, shulchan, Pareches, Mizbech HaZav, and the Kir. This would seem to contradict the words of the Chacham. The Gemara answers that the Chacham are talking about the Avodas Shebachotz, which are most of the Karbanos, which are Ma'akiv only the Karkiv and Karan, whereas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina are referring to the Avodas Pnim, such as the Keteris, lighting of the Menorah, Lechem HaPanim, and other Avodas that are done inside the Hechel.